Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Album Covers of Blue Note Records. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we explore fascinating articles from Wikipedia, bringing them to life in a way that's both informative and engaging. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the world of art, design, and music appreciation with a closer look at the album covers of Blue Note Records. Now, Blue Note Records is synonymous with jazz, producing some of the most iconic jazz recordings in history. But there's another aspect of Blue Note that has captivated audiences and collectors alike. It's album covers. Today, we'll explore how these album covers became an essential part of jazz culture and how they continue to influence design today. So let's get started. First, let's talk a bit about the history. Blue Note Records was founded in 1939 by Alfred Lion, a German immigrant with a deep passion for jazz. The label quickly became a home for musicians who were pushing the boundaries of jazz music, creating sounds and styles that were groundbreaking for their time. But it wasn't just the music that was innovative. Blue Note's approach to album art set new standards in the industry. One of the key figures behind this visually striking imagery was Reed Miles, a graphic designer who joined Blue Note in the 1950s. His bold designs and innovative layouts were complemented by the photography of Francis Wolff, co-founder of the label. Wolff's photographs of musicians, often taken during recording sessions, added an authentic and personal touch. Let's pause for a moment and consider this. What makes an album cover truly iconic? Is it the use of color, the composition, or is it how well it represents the music contained within? I invite you to think about an album cover that left a strong impression on you. What elements made it memorable? Reflecting on this can offer insights into the broader aesthetic appeal and functionality of album artwork. Reed Miles, interestingly, did not have a background in jazz. Yet his work on Blue Note was marked by a distinctive style that married minimalistic design with vibrant color schemes and strong typography. This wasn't just about creating something visually appealing. It was about capturing the spirit of the music and the artistry of the musicians themselves. Here's a real-life anecdote that illustrates the impact of Blue Note's album art. The story goes that when Reed Miles produced the album cover for Unit Structures, featuring Cecil Taylor, it was seen as a perfect visual accompaniment to Taylor's complex and avant-garde music. The cover's dynamic design visually reflected the complexity and innovation of the sound, making the album a complete sensory experience. What's fascinating here is the deliberate choice to keep things simple yet powerful. The covers often used a limited color palette and striking photos of the artists in action, capturing the essence of jazz, improvisation, passion, and authenticity. This approach not only made Blue Note albums stand out from the competition, but also established a brand identity that resonated with its audience. Now, let's consider this in the context of today's digital age. With music increasingly consumed through digital platforms, album artwork doesn't always get the attention it once did when it was quite literally the first point of contact for a listener with a new record. Yet, the influence of those classic Blue Note designs can be seen in various digital formats and media campaigns. Albums covers, like those of Blue Note, are a reminder of the power of visual artistry in music. They underscore how album design can enhance the listening experience, creating a visual narrative that complements the audio journey. This brings us to an interesting question about art and digital media. In an age where music consumption is mostly digital, how do you think the role of album artwork is evolving? Is there still a place for these visual elements? Or perhaps does it take a new form, something like multimedia experiences accompanying digital releases? It's clear that the legacy of Blue Note's album covers extends beyond the confines of record sleeves, influencing not just future album art, but also impacting adjacent fields of visual design. Design students, modern graphic designers, and visual artists continue to draw inspiration from these covers. To wrap it up, if you're intrigued by the interplay between music and art, or if you're a jazz aficionado who wants to delve deeper into this rich historical tapestry, I encourage you to check out the full Wikipedia article on the album covers of Blue Note Records. You might find inspiration in these visual stories that were precisely crafted to encapsulate the innovation of jazz. As you finish listening to this episode, take a moment to reflect on modern album covers you've encountered. Are they keeping the tradition alive, or are they forging new paths of their own? Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Wikipedia. Stay curious, and I look forward to embarking on another intriguing journey with you next time. Until then, keep exploring the stories behind the facts and let your mind wander into the endless realms of knowledge.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Album Covers of Blue Note Records. Thanks for listening. See you next time.